More than $250 million in economic activity was produced by national parks in Florida in 2017. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo has more on the economic impacts the partial government shutdown may have on Florida's bottom line.
It may take some time to feel the economic effects of the partial government shutdown that has left national park gates open, but functioning with limited staff. As explains Florida Gulf Coast University's Department Chair of Economics and Finance, Dr. Shelton Weeks.
It's probably a relatively mild, marginal impact where we would likely be mitigated by people substituting other activities for the days they had planned to visit national parks.
Week says Florida's economy still benefits from tourists who are in the area even if they don't visit a national park. The long-term problem, Week says he sees with the shutdown and parks functioning at limited capacity, is that people who are motivated to visit Florida may put off their trips until everything is back to normal.
It's not just going to be the revenue that's lost associated with the park, but it will have some degree of a negative impact in terms of a multiplier across the region.
While exactly how the partial shutdown will impact the intricate web of tourist dollars being spent on lodging, food, and other activities is yet to be seen, Don Finnefrock from the South Florida National Parks Trust says the parks themselves will feel the economic impacts for a long time.
During the shutdown, there's nobody at the entrance station to collect fees, so all of that money is being lost, and the parks won't have that revenue going forward.
Finnefrock says entrance fees are used for park projects, but in light of the shutdown, the National Park Service announced in a press release it will be using the funds from entrance fees to pay some staff members to help with park maintenance. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.